Time for us to dive back into that legislative session. We've got State Representative Barbara Freiberg with us. Representative Freiberg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I am great. Long time since we've talked. So I'm glad we were able to connect.
No, likewise, as am I. It's definitely been since before any of the special sessions or now. Let's just get a general overview first. How's things going?
It's been very busy. We've been moving a lot of legislation. We have been working from about 8 in the morning to 8 at night, so it's been long. It's been nice to have a long weekend this weekend from the House.
Y'all are off yesterday and today, if I'm not mistaken.
First time.
Yeah.
Well, we're following the Senate's sort of example here.
If by that you mean you're about to kill a ton of bills, my ears are perked up.
Well, no, we took Thursday off.
Now I see what you mean. Okay. You know, speaking of the Senate potentially killing some bills, I want to get to your bills in a little bit, but I got to start with Julie Emerson's first and get your take on it. The ESA bill that has been wildly popular up until now, it looks like it's running into some roadblocks on the Senate side. Can you, A, give me your take on the bill, and B, give me your crystal ball, your prognosis, where you think it's going to make it across the finish line?
Well, first of all, I did support the bill. I voted for the bill. I have supported ESAs for at least 2 or 3 years now. I do think there are concerns about that third year and what that third year might look like when it becomes universal for all students. And I believe that is some of the concern in the Senate. I haven't read thoroughly Senator Edmonds' bill or revisions, so I can't speak to what he wants to do. But I do know there is concern, particularly about that third year. And I myself have some concerns about that third year. However, I think it did make it through Senate Finance yesterday or day before yesterday.
Well, I know Senate, yes, it would have been day before yesterday, because yesterday they were off.
No, they actually came in yesterday.
Oh, did they? Okay. if there are concerns about the third year, would it not be possible to set things up in a way that, how do I put this right? We know what's going to happen potentially with a fiscal cliff and the drop-off of the 0.45 and all that stuff. So if cost is a concern, just get a starting cost and hold it for 3 years. I'm just get a starting cost and get us in the game. You know, if it takes us longer to expand, at least the foot's in the door.
Well, I think that is what we will do. I can't speak for the Senate, but I know that was the plan all along. It's going to take a year of planning, and then you have the first 2 years. So we're talking at least 3 years out before we would hit that problematic year.
Right.
So I'm hoping everything can be resolved by that time.
Is the mood more along the lines of we want all or nothing, or would that be palatable?
You know, I can't speak for that. I would think getting it started is what everyone would like to see, everyone who's supportive.
Sure.
Now, there is a lot of pushback on both the House and the Senate to this bill, and it comes from local school boards and local school systems. But I do believe we can get it across the finish line in the Senate.
We're speaking with State Representative Barbara Freiberg. Let's go ahead and move over to a couple of your bills that you've been quite active this session, to be sure. There's a whole lot that's going to be heard in the Senate next week, actually.
Yes.
Open floor. Where do you want to start?
Well, we can start with a really easy one that I'm excited about, my CASA bill. Have you seen that one?
Your CASA bill? No, I have not.
HB 905 would be a two-year, would set up a two-year pilot in the 19th Judicial District, and it would say that anyone who does duty in the 19th JDC could donate their per diem to CASA. And there would be a form there that you could fill out when you do jury duty, and your per diem would get sent directly to CASA.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this is like you said, already going to be heard in Jude A. So
it will be heard. It will be. It's past the House,
right?
And it will be heard in Jude A on the Tuesday. Senate.
Okay. On I'm looking at it right now. So what sparked this? I know oftentimes a bill like this comes from something in real life. What sparked you to want to write this?
A person in East Baton Rouge Parish contacted me with the idea, and I thought it was a wonderful idea, tremendous idea, and I was thrilled to be able to carry the bill.
Is CASA, the Court-Appointed Special Advocates, is that something that's been near and dear to your hearts and previously?
Everyone, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're right across the street from us, so yeah, it does kind of hit home. Also, can we touch on, you got a bill talking about retirement for teachers.
Yeah, that's probably the most important bill I'm carrying as far as I'm concerned. It looks at our retirement system for our college professors and instructors and staff. Right now, they can do a defined benefit plan or they can do an ORP, which is an optional retirement plan. And for people on the college level who come here from out of state thinking they're going to probably stay in Louisiana, get some teaching experience, and then move someplace else, they have opted pretty much for the ORP plan because that is portable. They can take it to another state if they wish.
Mm-hmm.
But we're finding that so many of these professors and staff end up staying in Louisiana. They come here, they love it, they want to stay with their families, or they get tenure, they're assured that they have tenure, and they want to stay. And these are the ones who want to be in a defined plan. And so what we want to do is give those folks in higher ed a one-time opportunity that if they chose an ORP to go to the defined benefit plan of TRSL. So that would be a one-time change, and in the future, it would give the opportunity to people who come in the future also.
So what would the benefit be here? I'm loving the idea because if it helps keep good people in Louisiana, I'm on board. But from there, through their lens, is there some kind of added monetary benefit that goes along with it?
No, it's just it's just you know what that benefit's going to be. It's defined. It is set.
Okay.
So you know what the benefit will be 20 years from now. You know what it will be if you teach for 20 more years, and you know what the percentage and so forth will be. Whereas with the ORP, you wouldn't have that definition, that definitive amount.
We've got state representatives.
You know, some people may want to change. Others may not desire to change. But we have over 6,000 employees across the state. This is not just for LSU. This is for any university, any technical college. So we have about 6,200 people who could be affected by this. And I have received just so much positive feedback from these professors and staff that I feel that this is a really important bill. Been working on it since January when it was brought to me. TRSL and university folks have been working with me, and I think we've got a really good bill.
State Representative Barbara Freiberg is our guest, and yes, we're going to be education heavy in this segment because that's where Barbara's background is. I want to move over to a bill that I don't think is seeing the light of day. It might already be done, but it addresses vouchers for opening things up for kids who are victims of bullying to move around. HB 191.
Yeah, Brian, I ran that bill 2 years ago.
I remember it.
And, of course, it didn't make it to the finish line. And I held it this year. I didn't run it because it basically is an ESA bill, and I filed it in case the ESA bills didn't make it across the committee line, and then I would have filed it. But at this point, I am holding it and not running it.
Okay, so it actually ties back into the previous part of this conversation involving ESA. So the long and the short of it was, for those that are listening and weren't familiar with it, the long and the short of it was being a victim of bullying was a perfectly good, per the bill, being a victim of bullying was a perfectly good reason to be allowed out of your school to go to another school. You didn't have to be coming from a poor performing school. We were seeing where if that school wasn't right for you because of the bullying, you could move on.
Bullying or sexual harassment.
Yes. Bullying or sexual harassment. You've got a couple more that are scheduled up for debate on the Senate side next week. Let's touch on one more. The charter schools.
Yes.
You had HB 708 talking about requirements for charter schools in respects to students with exceptionalities. What does this bill do?
For about 30 years with the charter school initiative, we have had some strict parameters that were put in place to make sure that charter schools did what they were supposed to do. They are quotas that are in place that restrict the socioeconomic percentage of students. There are quotas in place that restrict the number of special needs students in place. They were supposed to reflect the district at 85%. These quotas, for the most part, were put in place to keep charter schools from being bad actors. And I think over the 30 years, we've found that charter schools do a pretty good job of taking care of business in their schools. And remember, charter schools are either going to be chartered by the state or by a local district. So any charter that seems out of line with any kind of mandates or any kind of, if they're doing things that are just not good, the school system or the state could shut them down. This just says it puts in place some very careful guardrails. It allows BSEE to establish some rules that if a charter is out of line and is skimming students, doing something that is certainly not appropriate, then they can take action. This just takes away those artificial quotas. Makes us like charter schools in other states. No other state has these kind of quotas. And in the day when we're looking at reforms in education throughout, whether it be ESAs or whether it be in the public schools, this is the proper time to take a look at our charter school law that hasn't really been changed in almost 30 years.
We got 30 seconds left. What's the likelihood that we are going to see the Constitutional Convention?
I think, Brian, we will. And as you know, we took out two pieces and said they will stay in the Constitution, the MFP, which has been a big concern for people, and homestead exemption, another concern. So taking those and saying they will be left in the Constitution, I think it makes it more palatable for most. Whether we do it during this session or whether we come back later in the summer, I think the hope is that at least by an August 20th deadline, we will have something in place that can go to the voters in the fall.
She is State Representative Barbara Freiberg. I appreciate you carving out a couple minutes this morning. Enjoy the rest of your time off.
Thank you, Brian. It's great speaking with you.
Likewise, always. Have a good day. You do the same.